the book Hebrews, part 309. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is a A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. It's so thick we made two books out of it, because it's too thick to bind, and it's too heavy to use as a study book, that thick. Should you require it, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yafa.co.za. If this is the first time you're about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. Please start at part 1, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Hallelujah. Send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you have a 611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah, you are so very welcome. Now we are continuing with verse 2, Hebrews 12 verse 2. I'm just going to start with the beginning of verse 2. Looking unto Yahushua, the author and conductor of my life. We heard about all, we heard everything about it yesterday morning. The finisher of our faith. Meaning that he has showed us what we need to do and how we need to do it to finish our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him. The joy. He was crucified. He was bruised. He won a crown of thorns. He was hit with a fist. He was spat on. There was nothing joy about that. He was hated. He was hated by his own people, the Hebrew people. They said, crucify him, we do not know him. We do not know him. We do not want to have anything to do with him. I'm so glad it happened, because in that way, Yafa brought the message of salvation also unto the Gentiles, which we were part of. Today we are not Gentiles. We are part of the bride of Yahushua, who for the joy that was set before him, him capital H, Yahushua, more than 2,000 years, he endured the cross. He endured the cross. There's a song that says he could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for me and for you. And it was set before him. He endured the cross. So what do we learn from that? We need to carry on. Doesn't matter the persecution. Doesn't matter the bumps that we need to take. And sometimes shame that is cast upon us. Doesn't matter. It happened to him in his apostles, his disciples, his followers, the Yafist. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Even our shame in this 21st century. This is what makes it so hard to understand sometimes. That he 2,000 years ago, being Yafa our Elohim, revealed in the Spirit, knew about us today in 2026. He endured the cross, the nails, despising the shame. He didn't mind even our shame. And he sat down He sat down after he was resurrected. He went and sat down. After he was resurrected and ascended into heaven, at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh Almighty. Why on the right hand side? Isaiah 53 verse 1-2, it says he was the right arm or the right hand of Yahweh, the authority by which Father Yahweh would reveal his right hand in Yahushua. You remember the glasses of water? Father Yahweh couldn't put all the water, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit, into the greatness of Yahweh, into Yahushua. His body would have just integrated, exploded. But he only gave him the authority, the right hand. And then I put a little bit of water in the empty glass. Only the right hand. But that was enough to raise dead, to forgive people's sin, to do miracles, to walk on the water, to cast out demons, to save souls. That was enough. Only the right hand. So where did he went to? He went and sit on the right hand of the authority of Yahweh Almighty. He couldn't sit on the left hand side. He sat on the right hand. That's where he came from. That's where he is destinated to. That is where his purpose comes from. Being the right arm. If you greet me with your right hand, why not your left hand? Because he's the power of authority in the right hand. Yahushua, the power of authority of Yahweh our Elohim. He came and exhibited the power in action. He exhibited the authority of the right hand. As he came to the graveyard where the possessed man was living between the graves. And then the demon shouted, "Have you come before the time?" Even before he spoke to them, as he was coming towards the graveyard, Gadara, the madman of Gadara, he was cutting himself. He had chains around him. The people of the town feared him. But as he came unto him, the evil spirits, the demonic spirits shouted, "Have you come to pain us before our time?" We acknowledge him. And that is where he placed us, in the authority. Because he said, "Which I have done, you will do in even greater things. You will lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed. He will cast out demons and evil spirits. Even if they see you, they will run. Because you are functioning in the revelation name, the name above all other names." Hallelujah. Sit down after his resurrection as ascending into heaven at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh Almighty in heaven, where he, Yahushua, intercedes for his bride on earth, even in 2026. Now, what does that mean? Do you really know what this means? The Bible says, he sits on the right hand of the throne of Yahweh Almighty. Now, I've said, because the scripture says so, where in heaven, where he, Yahushua, intercedes for his bride, even today, on earth in 2026. Now, why do we have Yahushua to intercede for us? In Hebrews, I think it's Hebrews 7, Hebrews 8, the Bible says, the high priest, Hebrews 7, he says the high priest had to offer unto himself, the high priest of Israel, in the time of Moses, from the time of Moses, up to where Yahushua died, just over 1,000 years, where there were this 613 laws of Moses, that was Israel's life was structured around that 613 laws, which didn't consist out of grace, it consists of works. where the blood of animals, doves and lambs and goats were offered unto Yahweh. Then the high priest in the time of atonement would offer for his own sins first, and the sins of the nation of Israel as a whole. That's what the Bible says. So he offered unto his own sins first. So the high priest was a sinner. Although he had a beard and he had all the necessary breastplates and all the things that makes a show of force, he had all the right stuff, but it didn't work. The Old Testament covenant didn't work. That's why Hebrews 7 verse 18 says, Yahushua had to make it null and void, because it did not function anymore. The Old Testament of the flesh, through the blood of animals, was replaced with a New Testament, a covenant of grace, through the blood of Yahushua. The Bible says he became our high priest. We are not Hebrew people. He's our mediator. He's our intercession. We don't have a high priest of flesh as Israel did to intercede for us. He intercedes for the bride of Yahushua today. You see, when we come to repentance, we immersed. We're living in a life of holiness every day of our lives. And it happens that we stumble. I didn't even want to say that we fall, because we are led by the Ruach HaKodesh. We are not to fall. Not if we dwell in the Ruach HaKodesh, keeping our eyes focused upon the Redeemer, Yahushua. Should it happen that as a Yahfist, I would stumble, not fall. Because if I fall, I'm wiping out my name from the eternal book of life. So if it happened that I would stumble in some way or another, immediately we as Yahfist have Yahushua on the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us. I'm using an example. He will show Father Yahweh the blood on his hands, and all spiritually. It's a metaphor I'm using. He will intercede for us in order for not for Yahweh just to wipe us off the earth, or just to cut our lives off there. That is what it means, that he intercedes for his bride on earth, even today, 2026. We have an intercessor of Christ, who have already paid the price, who have already set us free, who's watching us. He sees that we're trying our utterly best every day, living in holiness, studying the word, living a separated life. But if it happens in any way that we as Yahfist or bride of Yahushua would stumble, I make a difference between stumble and fall. To stumble is just, but this must not give us an open door to live in sin. No. Or just to not being aware, not to stumble, but live according to the revelation word. But if it should happen that we should stumble by word or by mind or anything, immediately Yahushua will intercede for his bride. And we have him as your intercessor. I hope that this part makes more sense to you than ever before. Because never ever were we taught how does Yahushua intercedes for us as bride, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But now we understand. But this mustn't be a free pass for us to live in sin. No, we need to live in total holiness as far as we can. Till tomorrow morning, it is Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.